I'm thumbing through my book of facts here. You know what the most often read book in America is? Is it the Bible? Is it a Reader's Digest? I don't know. Maybe one of those probably is. But I tell you, a book that's coming on strong, soon to be the most read book in America, and it's called the
Hubble Gaga Handbook.
Let me turn to chapter 61. Museum of... Believe it or not, you're going to see a lot of women alone walking through an art exhibit at the Smithsonian. I know you want to put two fingers down your throat and heave your guts, but let me tell you something first about these kind of women. Number one, they're there alone. Number two, they're generally clean because they get fed up with the bar scene. So you don't got to worry about them being with every swinging Richie in town. You know, they're at the museum because they're into that museum stuff and they're tired of creeps like you and me. You know? So if you want one of these women, here's how you do it. Go to the Smithsonian, and as boring as it is, you know, they have these art exhibits. They always have these little Walkmans you can rent that have a tape on all the pictures you're looking at. It's a tour without a tour guide. You rent the Walkman. I don't know what it costs, $5 lousy bucks. You put the earphones on your head, and you start from where they tell you to start, and it tells you about each painting there in the whole exhibit. You listen to that thing two or three times, make some mental notes, a little fact about each picture, and then you turn that thing back in. Then you go to the gift shop and you buy one of those big books, costs you a lousy 20 bucks, has got all the pictures in there of the famous things you just looked at. And you tuck it away. The next day, you go over your notes, and you sit there in a museum at the beginning of that tour, and you just watch for the baby of your choice. Chances are it'll be some woman that's been rejected or brutalized, someone very vulnerable, someone fed up with the bar scene, and she's there all by herself, and you just wait for a good look. A lot of them are hairy-legged. Attracts a lot of hairy-legged women, but sooner or later, here comes this sweet-looking thing who just wants to be alone with art. You look at her for a second, you say, that's it, that is me. You tell that bad boy to be still, he says, you say, I know, I'll get it for you, boy. Easy, big fella, easy. You walk over and you stand next to her. You say something like, yeah, I like this Picasso. I think it's just enormous the way it marks his turn from the impressionist to the imperialist use of etagere colors. And then she'll look at you in earnest. You know, she'll think, how did you know about his change from the impressionist to the etagere colors? You say, well, I know it's kind of silly, but I come here alone because I can't find a girl that likes this kind of thing. You know, I minored in it in college, and I know, you know, a little bit about this stuff, and I like it. It clears my head. I frankly can't stand the bar scene. You mind if I walk along with? It's nice to finally have someone to talk about this stuff with. And of course, she'll say, well, no, it's okay. She feels safe. You're in a museum. So you go to the next one, you know? Oh, yes. Is this the... Oh, I know. This is the original Je ne sais pas. The original Je ne sais pas. This is very nice. This makes the whole exhibit for me because I think the meshing of colors shows a surrealistic capability that was heretofore unseen in the art world. By now she's looking at you like, oh, who is this guy here? But you memorized it from the stinking tape. You got no idea what you're talking about. Now she's walking a little closer to you. You say, I tell you what, all this walking around like these pictures makes me a little... What do you say? We get a little snack. So you start. You see, this is where you have to be charming and debonair. You talk to her, and you put her at ease, and you smile, and you're happening, and you got your good English lather slapped under your armpits. And then you say to her after lunch, you say, tell you what, we see the exhibit. I got a big book of more pictures of this at home. Never had a cause for to look at it. Do you want to come over and check it out? Maybe we'll make plans to go to the Hirshhorn or something. Sometimes you want. She'll say, of course, because she has never met a man with the knowledge of this kind of stuff. And you just walk her right onto the street because you only know that one exhibit. The whole other museum is Greek to you, you know? So you get her in your car, you drive home, you talk, and, you know, she's impressed, you're impressed, you break out a bottle of Beaujolais, and next thing you know... Bingo, you're home free. No fuss, no muss. And the great thing is, the next day, it's really easy to get rid of them, too. Just when you get up in the morning, turn on Championship Bowling. If you- yeah, but...